You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. 0 points for winning. As the 49ers' third Super Bowl victory locker room celebration started to kick off, CBS announcer Brent Musburger asked head coach Bill Walsh if this would be his final season. Walsh couldn't even answer the question as he started to break down into tears. While many onlookers believe these were tears of joy and being overcome by the moment, it was far from the truth. Walsh was mentally and emotionally breaking down from the last decade he'd spent as a coach. Over the previous 10 years, Walsh had pushed himself to the edge. He took over the worst franchise in professional sports and made it the best. But each year, the rising expectations weighed on him. Over the years, each mistake and loss started to feel more and more like a reflection of himself, not his performance or his team. And when they won, it was never satisfying. "I got 0 points for winning," he would say years later, looking back on the experience. There's a great paradox in coaching. We are fiercely competitive. We can't help it. But when we let our successes or failures define us, we lose control over our competitive personality. The more acknowledgement for our successes or failures we receive, the more we often identify with it personally. One of Walsh's biggest regrets was that he did not keep this in check. As a result, it sucked the joy out of coaching and eventually drove him out of the profession. He's even convinced that if he had kept it in check, then he would have won another Super Bowl. Walsh isn't the only coach who has had this experience with this trap. Urban Meyer, Coach K, and nearly every other highly successful coach has a story of how they faced the challenge of feeling like winning was no longer enough. Some coaches overcame these challenges. Others like Bill Walsh and John Wooden stepped away from coaching. But sadly for most, the 0 points for winning mentality leads to devastating consequences. Broken marriages, estranged relationships with their children, mental and emotional breakdowns, cheating scandals, and so on. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you enjoy our work, I recommend subscribing to the TOC newsletter. Each week I'll share an article, a link to the podcast, the coaching notes from the Coaching Culture podcast each week, as well as some other resources. It's just a once a week email on Thursday, so don't worry. I'm not going to be filling up your inbox anytime a thought comes across my mind. A link to sign up is in the details of this episode. Also, you can just head on over to thriveonchallenge.com and sign up there as well.